Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Two, one, two. This is how we do.
Hey, everybody.
Two, one, two. Is this on? Check, one, two. All right, we're good. Yeah, y'all. That's how we do. I'm the ITB for life, bitches. I am the ITB. That's how I do. Oh, yeah, everybody. It's the Vince the Bay Orchestra. That's on guitar, Steve Wireman. On the bass, Booyah. On drums, Hugh Jackson. And on the keys, Mikey. Oh, motherfucking J-O. Vince the Bay back up in this for another 2 hours. That's how I do. That's how I do. Hey, everybody. I want to say hello. I'm Vince the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Welcome, everybody, the early chit-chatters. hanging out. I see you, Anonymous Sicko, Artie's World, Beach Bum 55, Bob Bobbington, Crappy Tires, Cyber War News, Goose Cream Soup, Halcyon, Motormouth News. All right, you're going to have to spell this out for me. I always forget. Susiseki. It's almost like Susu Studio. Vince the Bay, and that's it. Oh, hey, Wendigo. Wendigo in the building, rounding it out. Early chit-chatters, Wendigo in the house. Ah, yeah, it's Fruity Tuesday. This show was originally designed for to accommodate the gay music requests by our good friend Kishu, but apparently Kishu is no longer available, no longer on the internet, at least not at this time, and so I think this might be the last Fruity Tuesday for a while. We'll turn it into something else. I don't know. We can figure out a new name for the show, the Tuesday night show. Feel free to call in and suggest. It's open lines. I'm Vince the Bay. Whatever's on your mind, give me a ring-a-ding. Right, that's how we do. Quarny. That's how I motherfucking do. Yeah, thanks, guys. All right, cool. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Your calls take priority, 347-826-7667. Let's see, we have Anon Sicko on the line. What's up, Anon Sicko?
Not much. What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, just holding it down here on Blog Talk Radio once again.
Yeah, I think we got to figure out a new Tuesday theme for you. Where somebody said Testicle
Tuesday.
Although
this is still officially Fruity Tuesday. We still will be playing Fruity music. Gay music tonight, whether Kishu's with us or not. But next week it can be something else.
How's Testicle Tuesday? But that's not going to work because we already have a testicle show. That's Free Ball Friday, you know? So we got to come up with something different.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm open to suggestions. It don't matter. No one's ever satisfied with my musical selections anyway, so it doesn't mean it doesn't matter if they're gay or if they're death metal. Doesn't matter. Or gay death metal for that matter. Let's take another call. We have a blocked number. Caller just called in. Who are you? What's on your mind tonight? Hello, caller. You just called in. You're on the air.
That me?
That's you. OpNoPro in the building. What's up, OpNoPro? What's on your mind tonight, brother?
I have the... How are you?
What's going on, old man?
Doing well. Thanks.
I'm good. Thank
what's
you.
Up?
I was thinking about Tourette's Syndrome Tuesday, you fuck! That would be good.
Tourette's
Syndrome Tuesday.
Tourette's Tuesday. Tourette's
yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, you fuck.
It does kind of have a ring to it.
Don't be a fuck.
Maybe you'll have to be the guest host for that night, OpNoPro. Maybe I'll just engineer that one.
Oh, okay.
OpNoPro's, what are you going to call it again? Tourette's Tuesday? Tourette's Tuesday with your special host, OpNoPro. Throw that out there. Float that one out there and to the hive and see what they think of that one. Good times, bros. Speaking of the hive, it looks like Anonymous has been busy, as you see in my show description. There has been some attempts at doxing these a couple of characters, most notably, probably to Tony Baloney.
Tony with the deli. God, a delicatessen named Bologna. Is that fun?
Tony Bologna. Anthony Bologna.
Yeah, he had it.
He's one of my people. You guys got to ease off. Be careful with this guy, right? Be gentle, all right? He's a wop like me. Come on, we're Dagos. We got to stick together.
He
are we gentle on anybody?
He's a test case.
Hey, is Sony going to have to Mesa, bitch? What's up? Hey, is Sony going to have to come down there and mace your ass? You need some pepper spray up in this? Is that what the situation's calling for? Hey, if you need that, just call Sony, right? Oh, you got some broads popping off over down in Manhattan? Oh, no problem. I'll be right there. Hang on. Let me get my canister. I'll be right there.
Okay. Shit. Page working.
I also have another caller here calling in out of area code 315. Go ahead, 315. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
We do not forget.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Crappy Tires, what's up, bro? What's going on, Crappy? Hello, Crappy? Are you just in troll mode right now, Crappy? Is that, because it's past your bedtime, so you can't talk? What's the problem, dude? All right, Crappy's just going to idle there, I suppose. Anyways, I'm here with a non-sicko, an op-no-pro. We're holding it down, talking about our good friend who's serving and protecting the citizens of downtown Lower Manhattan, Tony Baloney. The topic of conversation tonight doesn't have to be limited to this, but it is Tuesday, September 27th, 2011. Wall Street continues to regain the losses from last week. The Dow Jones jumped another 140 points today while protesters continued to demonstrate in Lower Manhattan. Today, the Occupy Wall Street protesters were joined forces with the postal workers, and they were visited this evening by Cornell West, and that continues a long line of illuminaries, pretty much all left-wing liberal illuminaries, like, what's his name? We were talking about...
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore made an appearance. Susan Sarandon's been down there. All the
Roseanne Barr.
The usual suspects. Yep. Wild leaks have begun to appear, though. Anonymous has leaked private information about NYPD officer Anthony Bologna, a.k.a. Tony Baloney, a police officer accused of pepper spraying young women at the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. And on top of this... the cabin crew has struck and revealed some partial docs on Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Lloyd Blankfein, Womwitz, had some personal information leaked online as well, blah, 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 blah. And, oh, yeah, also of note, I've been fapping incessantly all day to Nancy Grace's, to the screen grab of Nancy Grace's nip slip.
Yeah, I don't appreciate you tweeting that. Right as you tweeted that, I just finished eating, and now I've been feeling a little queasy ever since.
Yeah, my stomach kind of hurts, too. But I got to tell you, man, I'm a sucker for boobies, and a little bit of her... areola and some of the nip slipped out on national TV. Shouts out to her and her right nipple. It'll go down in infamy as probably one of the most influential right nipples in history. Right down. wasn't Janet Jackson's left nipple exposed? So that'd be a 1-2 punch. If we could somehow combine the forces of Janet's left nipple and Nancy's right nipple, they could somehow join forces. The world, we could change the world. Can you imagine if those two teamed up with Occupy Wall Street? Look into it, kids. Just look into it. Just an idea. Throw it floating. Just floating ideas, right? Op-no-pro,
yeah.
Your thoughts. Op-no-pro, your thoughts.
My mom didn't breastfeed me for 14 years for this shit, Vince. You know? Wow. That's cool. It's all I can think about. You talk about their nipples, and I think about breastfeeding. What can I tell you? It's kind of nice. It's a nice night now. My thoughts, man. You trying to get into my freedom area?
Hello?
Private. Hey, he also threw us in the green room. Hi, guys. Shout out to Eric.
Hey, wait a second. Hey, this is Tony. This is Tony Maloney. Yeah. I'd like you to remove the nipples, please. Don't make me have to pepper spray your ass for exposing those nipples. Come on, get those nipples out of here.
Sorry, Tony.
No, you're not in the green room. Well, I had myself muted. I was fapping again to Nancy's right nip. It looks like Crappy Tires is back. What's up, Crappy Tires? You talking this time?
Are you guys supplying us and the authorities going after you here?
It's a horrible shame that they continue to go after us, but it doesn't surprise us at all. I mean, we've been aware for months. And...
Hey, Tope. I didn't know you called in.
All right, thanks, Crappy. Appreciate that.
Also, the cabin crew, not only did they release What's-His-Face's information, but they released a list of email addresses that you can reach some of them bankers at. So just figured I'd throw that out there. That was in my mind.
Okay. And we released the batch number about an hour ago.
Oh, I missed that one.
With the rail backup. No, it's coming. It's coming. In the process. The red jacket. That fuck. He's next.
Yeah. Mad props to
you
guys.
Hey, who did that? Thanks. Who did the financial analysis thing I saw that was brilliant? Brilliant work. You see that? Anonymous analytics?
No, I didn't.
No, I missed. Oh, shit. The cops are here. Oh, fuck. They got me. They found me. I got to go, guys. I'm banned. My bad.
Hey.
You guys take over the show. Take over the show.
Okay. Just leave your weed. Okay. We're good.
All right, bad idea. Okay, Crappy Tires on mute. My God. Crappy Tires, dude. What? I don't get it. He's just trolling me with soundboards? Is that his new shtick?
I don't know. Yeah, I thought he was still in Toronto.
I don't know. Well, you know what? Yeah, he's probably... shouldn't he be busy with Occupy Toronto? I saw a tweet today that there's Occupy the Globe or some shit. It's like, okay, well, then why don't we all just stay home? I'm occupying my studio right now. Occupy
hey,
studio.
You'll be,
going
you'll be
on, ongoing. Kind of like op Kanye West. It's ever-present and ongoing. Always in effect. And in the house.
In my op cyberspace. I'm going to do op 404. It's going to be great. And
op
that's for cyberspace. Yeah, op 404. It's going to be everybody that wants to do one in cyberspace, you know, that just doesn't get to the ground ever. It'll be good. A lot of people. Oh, man. What happened at Bart tonight?
Last night?
Oh, is today Tuesday? Gee. Oh, yeah, what happened last night? Run it backwards.
I don't think anything really happened with it. I think people are really wrapped up in Occupy Wall Street and getting like Occupy San Francisco going and stuff like that. So I think Op Bart kind of got lost the shuffle this week.
Well, they're going to have to take more Ritalin and stay focused. That's kind of strange. Don't you think it would be good to just do one thing at a time? Do one great.
Oh, there's too many ops.
Crappy
so many ops.
He can't go to
five.
Occupy Toronto. I don't know why he couldn't type that himself.
You just have to focus on one that's really important. So that you keep the momentum there.
Crappy Tires wants me to do a shout out to Operation Get Crappy Tires Laid.
Yeah, me and Jack will try,
that's a lost cause. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Sorry.
We tried.
And you know, just in general, for any listener, don't suggest that sort of thing. It's never a good idea. Trust me. But we do. We've accumulated some more listeners since we got kicked off here. Thank you, Anon O. Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Beach Bum 55, old friend of the show, Beach Bum 55 in the building. What's up, dude? Bob Bobbington in the house. Crappy headlights in the building. Crappy tires. Always have to have at least two crappies in the building. That we have achieved that. Cyber War News in the house. Goose Cream Soup. Hello, Goose Cream Soup. I can't believe you're dreaming there, sleeping over there. I hope you are dreaming of me making sweet love to you.
Hey.
Yeah, they were hitting on each other today. Fuck.
Who
was hot?
Who was?
Twitter was steaming, man. My fucking monitor had
Goose Cream Soup
steam
and Sicko?
Yeah.
Yes, Goose Cream Soup and
yeah,
Sicko.
I know, yeah, I know.
Cuban said lover.
Jelly, dude. Ooh, they got a nice little romance going, no doubt.
The lover thing, that gave me AIDS when I saw that. That was brilliant. Lover. Nice.
Y'all gonna make, I bet she's sitting over there blushing right now, too.
Yeah, that was
Halcyon's
nice.
In the house. Hey, I haven't finished giving the props out here. Halcyon in the house. Lull's Own in the building. Mary Mad holding me down as per usual. Shouts out to Mary Mad. Motormouth News. Op No Pro. Soseki. And rounding it out, Wendigo. Oh, yeah. What are you spamming my chat room with here, Op No Pro? What's that link?
It's just a kind of cool graph that you do with crayons and shit. It's like little circles and numbers and screwy shit. My kids come up with these things when they play my first protest in the morning, and then I just grab them.
Oh, speaking of which, speaking of protests, let's check in again with the we have a live feed that we're going to tap into down there in Lower Manhattan. We've been checking in ever since this whole thing started going down. We've been we've had a live feed that we've piped in and checked in with periodically throughout the show, and we're going to take a moment here to check in with that feed. So we're going to go down to Lower Manhattan. This is Liberty Park, Liberty Plaza, whatever the fuck they're calling it now, Zuccotti Park, whatever. We're going live down there now. Let's see what's going on down there. I think they might be having General Assembly again. I'm not sure. Let's see what's up. Wow. Yeah.
I think you have the wrong
guy. This is really making a statement. You know, if I were a Wall Street banker, I would be shitting my pants right now.
I think you have the wrong link there, bro.
You sure this isn't it? I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's it. I think they're just I don't know where they're protesting now. They have little factions that sort of break off and protest all over the place. So who knows where these guys are? They could be a little splinter faction. Something very militant, very very militant. I don't know. I would be shitting my pants if I was a banker walking to work in the morning and you pass these kids just doing these chants. That'd make me uncomfortable.
That is. That's fuming.
Yeah, Vince. You know. The live stream I'm looking at, they're doing a Q&A session.
Oh, really? With who?
With the people who are running the media team up there, so that way other people know, the other occupations know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. There's multiple streams. We've got all kinds that we've been tapped into. We have about four or five up right now. But, you know, this is the alternative to the alternative news. You know, we fact check the fact checkers fact checking, and so we have our own cameras down there as well. You know, kind of just documenting everything third party, you know, style. So it's kind of the demonstrations are all over the place, and they teamed up with the postal workers. It seems to me that these kids just kind of like wander around town, and whoever else is protesting, they just kind of like morph into their protest and essentially kind of join forces, cross-pollinate, hijack, whatever you want to call it. And today it was like U.S. postal worker whatever demonstration day, and these Occupy Wall Street people were all in solidarity with the postal workers. All of a sudden, and it was kind of funny. It was as they were demonstrating. You know, you see like FedEx and UPS trucks just whizzing by. Kind of funny. I don't know.
On a different note, did you see that Bradley Manning is one of the candidates to win the Nobel Peace Prize this time around?
Cool.
Among the list are notable people who had a lot of influence in the Arab Spring. Of course, Julian Assange and Bradley Manning.
Cool.
That's good. Yeah, that's probably some of the biggest news I got out of today.
Yeah, it's pretty slow news day. Crappy tires. Anything you want to add? Could be like gay club music or something. Tuesday, everybody. This is what you get. What do you want? It's fucking internet. I'll be right back with Opno Pro, Anon Signo, and crappy tires. Join me. Won't you save me? 347-826-7667. Gay club.
Yeah.
You're in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. Okay, you guys. Behave.
Some pretty ass asshole bitch at the bay.
Make it here.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct.
I didn't tell you about that
with
one
your
time
host,
in Mexico.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi, everybody.
Stupid San Francisco, 1978. Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard. Money, success, fame, glamour. For we are living in the age of the thing.
money, success, fame, glamour.
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in Bancotti.
Down goes Frieza! These top fighters are really something else.
Call in now, Biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Aw, motherfucking Jaya. It's another edition of Disorderly Conduct with yours truly, Vince in Lay Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And tonight, my distinguished guests on the line are Anon Sicko and Op No Pro. And allegedly, we also have Crappy Tires. Crappy Tires, what's up? Impressive. Amazing. Amazing.
Balls to you!
All right, that's enough of that. So, we have Artie's World behaving himself. I don't necessarily get the reference for this little gif that he put in with the dude doing the homeboy, home skillet, home slice thing. But whatever, dude. Shouts out to Artie's World for behaving thus far in the chat room. Ghost Zero holding me down in the chat room as well. Blackburn RN. It's a new one. What's up, Blackburn RN? Bob Bobbington's in the house now. And, yeah, Goose Cream Soup still asleep. Wendigo, Opno Pro, Motormouth News, Lull Zone, everybody hold me down. Merry Mad. Crappy Headlights, are you telling me that's Billy? Is that where you're telling me, Crappy?
I think I might have just broke my hand.
I'd love for Billy to call in. It's too bad he didn't call in last night when we had Crappy Airbags on the show. Crappy Airbags had a boner for Billy, and I thought we were going to have a nice little smackdown on the show, and it never happened. But if both of those guys want to coordinate something, I'd love to provide the venue for that smackathon, smack off, shit talk athon, whatever you want to call it. I've had a lot of duels on my show. I love it. It's great. It's conflict. It's what you need. It's great radio. And those two guys, I think, can bring it. It's too bad that it didn't happen last night. But if both of those guys are listening, call in. And I think we finally lost Crappy Tires. Thank God. If you call back in, please refrain from the excessive use of the soundboards. Just in general, folks, soundboards, keep it to a minimum, just like the scrolling in the chat room. Just kind of, please. I know it's the internet. I know you can get away with it, but be discreet, I guess is what it is. Tactful. Like OpNoPro. OpNoPro.
There you go.
Are you still here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had you on mute. I put you in timeout.
Oh, good, good, good.
That's awesome.
Oh, so yeah. You've got some more. Are you putting together a slideshow?
Yeah, right now. I'm just
of our
red jacket.
Of Tony Baloney.
Yeah, I'm just starting it, but I got sidetracked with one I've got to do. This one will kill everybody. They'll love this. Oh, fuck, my Twitter post is on. Don't want to post
it
yet.
Also, folks, I would not recommend if you don't like weird, gory, you know, dark humor, evil, sinister internet humor. Do not. I warn you when you're clicking on any of Artie's World links. In fact, in general, I do not specifically endorse nor denounce any of the content necessarily that's posted in the chat room. Other than when I mute people, put people on timeout. That's the limits of my censorship. Yeah, I'm kind of like Lyndon Johnson, on BTR or on my little show here. So
I'm in a lot of pain over here, guys.
What is your pain, bro?
Broke my hand.
What is your major malfunction?
Really?
Yeah, I
How'd
got
to
take
that?
A piss, tripped over my cat, and fell, and I think my hand might be broken.
You better get that looked at, bro. You know what? Actually, just put some butter on it. It'll be fine. Let's take a call. Poop Tickler, you're on the air. What's
duct
up?
Tape.
Helicopter Ben? Is that Helicopter Ben?
Oh, that's cool.
Ben Bernanke, let's be here, folks. Hang on. Ben Bernanke getting out of his helicopter. Ben Bernanke is going to join us here in a second. His chopper just landed. Oh, no, he's not here. He just dumped a ton of bitcoins. He just showered me with bitcoins. Thanks. Have a cup of that. And now he's going to release his new hit dubstep remix single entitled "I Have a Heart on the Size of Texas." By Oprah Winfrey. Amazing. For real. This is one individual, Poop Tickler. Apparently, Crappy set off a little soundboard. Is this what they do? They just call each other out? That's how it always happens. One person starts with soundboards, and then somebody else calls in, and it turns into a soundboard battle. And I'm not really down with that. So Poop Tickler, let's just chill out, okay? Thanks. It's Poop Tickler, everybody. There you go, Poop Tickler. All right.
Wow.
Man.
Anybody,
a lot.
Did y'all see the picture that I just posted in the chat room?
No.
Occupy Dallas has 1337 likes. So
oh,
we're
wow.
now officially elite.
Cool.
Congratulations. That's amazing. There you go. It's happening everywhere, folks. Occupy the universe. Occupy goddamn.
Doing the red jacket.
Yeah, I think we might be we might. Oh man, Poop Tickler's back. What's up, Poop Tickler? What now? Poop Tickler? Go ahead. What's up?
We do not forget.
Oh, come on.
He said we do not forget to respect them.
Did he get on two of them?
The muffins are done.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva e invasora. Nos
Hey, it's Ben Rack.
Oh shit! That's my alarm. I gotta go. Sorry, guys. I gotta go. OpNoPro, take over the show. I gotta go, bro.
Okay.
Now our substitute host tonight is now de facto to OpNoPro. And Poop Tickler is banned. Fuck Poop Tickler. He's giving me a headache. Go ahead, OpNoPro, take it over.
Okay. Thank you. I'll keep it absolutely clean. So, who else bought a bunch of cocaine from Vince in the Bay? Now,
I did.
What we want to know. You bought cocaine. How much did you get?
I spent about $2,500. It was all I had saved up at the time.
And you didn't think it was better to spend a little bit of that cash and, occupy Washington or occupy Wall Street or even occupy Japan that's been going on for 60 fucking years?
Well, no, I'm gonna take it with me to when I go and occupy. I figured it was gonna be party favors to keep everybody awake and protesting.
Are you religious? Are you gonna occupy heaven?
I'm actually not religious, but
oh,
if they're yeah.
Okay, well let's listen for a second. Who else has bought cocaine, psilocybin, LSD, or OxyContins from Vince today? Today, $40 a pound for Oxys. We're selling them by the pound. Going fast. Come on. Call in.
$40
here
a pound.
Vince,
that's a hell of a deal.
Oxys by the pound. Come on. $40. Russ Limbaugh, how many Oxys you get for a pound? You would know, you dumb shit. Wow. 60, 200, and 50. That's fucking outrageous. Thanks, Russ. Man, yeah, go back to sleep, you fuck. So, that's incredible. Sicko, how do you like the red jacket? We got to take this guy, huh? Because Vince told us to. Vince in the Bay told us to take the NYPD down.
He did. I was here when he said it.
I know. It's incredible. I mean, just incredible.
Everybody knows Vince is the leader.
I know.
So
all
of our actions, Vince is responsible for.
Absolutely. I know you guys. When you were doing the Commander X shit and that he was the leader, I was loathing so much. I had to call Vince at home and see if he was listening. It was so fucking funny. Absolutely. But
all of the NATO hacks and stuff, yeah, that was all Vince.
Oh, yeah, Murdoch? I mean, I heard he had Murdoch's naked pictures, but that
hey,
they
hey, hey, wait a second. Hey, wait a second, assholes. What are you talking about? What the fuck's going on here? What are you guys doing?
We were talking about our
total shit going on right now.
We're going over Wall Street and stuff. What do you mean?
Oh, my God. What is going on? Oh, my God. Things are just out of control now. There's like a full-on cyber war going on via my show. It's Soundboarders versus the scrollers. Somehow they're battling. They're using my show. They're using my show as like a tampon, and they keep sticking it in each other's ass and trying to make the other one smell it.
Tampons go.
That's sort of virtually what they're doing. Look at what they're doing. They're cabin crewing. They're scrolling my chat room. They're spamming my chat room right now. I'm going to have to start putting people on timeout. In fact, one of them was saying that he was going to leave, and then he decided to stay and just spam my chat room. I don't understand the logic. Welcome, Shagmy is here now. Shagmy.
Hey, Shag.
It's been a while. You know how they have the black fax on the as a technique for activism? Now you got the in my
white
chat room.
Scrolling.
You get what's that?
White scrolling.
White scrolling. White scrolling's the black flat fax of the BTR chat room. And it was innovated right here on this show by Motormouth News. And right now, if you're just joining us, let's take a news update here. So hang on, we'll get you up to speed. All right, it's time for a BTR news break. I'm Vince in the Bay. This just in, There is a confirmed cyber battle going on within the chat room between the different factions of the cabin crew and other factions of other groups that are all fighting in tandem together. There's a scrolling, white scrolling going on in the chat room, white text scrolling on in the chat room, and it's being fought against a bunch of other cyber terrorists that use soundboards that they use, they pump through their Skype, they use these proxy connections, and they feed they make these fictitious Skype accounts, and then they just load up their computer with all these soundboards that they trigger, and so they're battling back and forth in the chat room. They basically hijacked my show. As much as it could be called a show. Let me see. But we can get every once in a while we get some magic here. You never know. It's the internet. It's kind of hit and miss. What can I tell you? Let me take a call here. I have a caller. You just called in block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
What's up, Vintage Shag, man? How's everyone doing out there?
We're doing fantastical, man. There's just a little bit of a little cyber battle going on in my show, but other than that, you know, we're just trying to maintain, bro. What's up with you?
I was going to discuss something, but I kind of
please do. I would love to discuss something. What would you like to discuss?
That's the thing. I had something in my head, and I called in, and it got dropped off, and I called in again, and I totally blanked out. Too much pot I've been smoking.
Exactly, man. Lay off the pot. You know, like everything, moderation is the key. Okay, moderation. If you have to do it moderately. Okay, don't go to the extreme because you know, especially if you have an addictive personality, you can get into a rut of just like, you know, smoking days away, man. That's not how you want to do it. You want it to be, it's there to medicate you and alleviate you and help you on your day, not take you out of your day. If it's going to take you out of your day, push it back till the end of the day when you can just chill out and then boom. And then, you know, go into the stratosphere and then go nighty-night.
A little bit, pass out.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah, yeah. Prank call some internet radio shows and play soundboards, you know. Save that till the end of the night. Like this guy, the Ice Cream Man. Ice Cream Man, you're on the air. What's up?
They call themselves Anonymous. They are hackers on steroids.
Police say they have arrested three suspected hackers.
Come on. That's... What are we? What is we piped in back into the Wall Street feed right now? What the hell's going on, dude? Whatever. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's not. Like I said, it's a soundboard battle, and these people are trying to get Anonymous somehow dragged into this soundboard versus white text battle, and I'm not buying it. They're pure agent provocateurs. These are trolls. These are just kids that are loading up YouTube videos on their laptop
tires.
And playing it through their well, it's crappy tires. Okay, when I say them, I say crappy tires because he kind of has a split personality and I think it's all of his different separate personalities have to call in and prank call me, get their turn apparently.
And you have to remember he uses hide my ass. So he's not really hidden.
Oh yeah.
But is anybody really hidden though?
No. I heard technically the best way to be completely secure and anonymous is through an SSH tunnel in some server somewhere in Russia or where else.
The best way to be completely anonymous is just to unplug your computer.
That's right. Don't go on the net.
Never going
to
happen.
Vince, you have me restricted. What the fuck?
How are you restricted? Oh, yeah. Ooh, how did you get on timeout? Were you spamming my chat room?
Only with the photos of the red jacket. What the fuck are you
right,
doing?
Okay, I don't know how that happened. So I did not authorize that mute. That might have been the administrator just catching on something technical, but I overrid it, and you're okay now. You're good. Everybody's behaving in the chat room. This is very good. This has been a nice, pleasant show. Everybody's acting very civil and respectful. It's been great. I appreciate it. I appreciate your participation. And if you'd like
7432.
What?
I just got the guy's badge number. No one took notice of that.
We all have that. It's in my tweet. What are you talking about?
What guy's badge
Follow the goddamn
Tony Baloney? What does his badge number really mean at this point? I mean, they've got everything else on him. They got his fucking, all his family numbers and stuff.
It's not Tony.
Oh, what? It's a different. Who are we talking about now?
We're going for worse than Tony, man. Mr. Red Jacket. I've been after him for 2 days.
No one's got any information on him?
The numbers are all out. Now we're going for other things. We're going to say hello. Hello.
I think more than a hello is appropriate at this point.
Okay, well, crappy tires. Crappy tires gets muted for. Crappy Tires muted for 2 minutes. 2 minutes timeout. 2 minutes in the penalty box. Crappy Tires for scrolling. Not cool. Also, everybody, just a little general reminder. Be careful if you click on any of those Artie's World links. They're usually pretty gnarly.
Yeah, they're pretty weird.
Gee.
Battery.
Is that you, Crappy?
No, Crappy's gone. We do have other callers that are called in but are just sitting patiently. I don't know if they want to join the show or not. If you're called in and you want to participate, press the number 1 on your keypad. Again, press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to be a part of the conversation. If not, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. I'm here with Anon, Sicko, Op No Pro, and Shagme. And I'm looking for, dude, somebody, I can't believe I didn't retweet it or favorite it, but somebody sent out a tweet where it was it felt like it was just like a slideshow. I mean, it was of individual people, and I guess they interviewed each one as they took little single photos of each of them.
Oh yeah, I saw that, and it was the video, but they were still pictures, but it was a audio track.
No, it was like the New York Observer or something like some sort of
it was a New York Observer
publication like that, and it wasn't a video, but it was just a slideshow with a little quote from each person they took their individual picture of, and they took sort of a one shot, like almost like a headshot of each person.
Oh, you didn't run the audio. You didn't run the audio track. Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't realize there was an audio track with it. It just looked like a slideshow for me. All right, well, send me that. I want to check that out. There's a hot chick on there. Shut up. There's a hot chick on there. I want to stop, dude. Send me that.
Get over it. Jeez, a hot chick. She's 12 still.
No, she said she was like 27. She looks.
Who, Shahana?
Older.
Shahana. She's dead. That Arab Jew. Rosh Hashanah. Somebody called her?
Who knows? Shit. Behind?
Hey, it's coming up. Passover? No, L'chaim. L'chaim. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. I'm still trying to find the video of the guy in the red jacket. I can't find it anymore.
Oh, come on, man. There's like 10 of them. Just go to the... go to Anon News. We have 3 videos running there of the guy in the red jacket. Go to the chick that got maced, Marissa or whatever her name is. He's there. It's all over there. What, you want me to post a bunch of red jacket videos?
Sure. I've not really been too much involved with Wall Street after a couple days ago.
This guy's bad. Okay. Here, I'll give you the link to every video that's been posted, and you just look at the little things for red jackets. That's the easiest way. Here's 1,400 videos coming your way.
I love the internet.
Here, use this one. There you go. So, no, it's a problem because this guy's totally out of control. Totally out of control.
Oh, dude, fuck you guys. I think I found it. I totally found it. Oh, yeah, dude.
And
this
it's
is
the Observer,
was,
isn't it, with the 8 people being interviewed?
It's
or
more
about
than
16
8.
People?
Seems
yeah,
like it's way
16.
More than that.
It was 16, I think. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
where's
they were
chick?
A good-looking group.
Oh, she's
all
gone. They're like straight out of like a American Apparel catalog or some shit.
I know. They all look that way. They're
this
all
like,
really.
Look, these are all the kids that hang out in Williamsburg. I feel, oh, this one's hot. Erica Restrepo. Oh, no way.
Yeah, Restrepo. Yeah.
I wonder if she's related to the. I wonder if she's related to Restrepo, the kid that they did the documentary about.
Yeah, the movie. That's a good.
Did you ever
movie.
See that movie, Restrepo?
Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic war movie. It's
sure
like brilliant cinema verite war movie.
Set in Afghanistan.
This chick though, Erica Restrepo, she's a light worker. Spreads light and love.
Yeah.
And they say, "What brings you here?" And she says, "Feeling out the vibe. We want to bring in a lot of love." Do you have a message? All you need is love. I will give her love. No problem. No doubt about it. I want her on my show. I want her in studio. We will spread some love in the studio, Erica Restrepo. Oh, my God. Right here. This is just one of the many hot chicks that are looking to spread love down there. There you go. See that that Observer piece?
Yeah, I need to get laid. She's pretty cute.
Mia Rao. She's a hottie, dude. She's looking to spread the love.
Huh?
She wants to feel the vibe and bring out love. Lots of love. Oh, no, wait. We want to bring in a lot of love?
She wants to bring in lots of love.
I can insert my love in her.
We will definitely line up around the block to insert love.
What am I fighting at Wall Street? For if they're just going to end up with likes like you.
Oh, my gosh. There's other hotties, too, man. I'm telling you, that's just one of the many hot chicks on Occupy Wall Street. They need to do, a calendar.
Yeah, here's 50 of them, Ben.
50, that's the one.
You're on the 50 portrait right now? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about. Oh, this is another one. This is another one. Felicity. Oh. 27, unemployed.
Felicity and Sonora, and there's some beautiful people. There's some great guys. I mean, everybody's hot.
Felicity, oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They are out of a Sears catalog.
She's 27, she's unemployed. Days spent protesting, quote, the entire time. What brings you here? I came for solidarity and support. Do you have a message? Give us our future back. I'll give you some future in your backside, honey. Oh yeah, Felicity. I definitely want Felicity on the show too. We got to get her involved somehow. She's a hottie. I like the earrings too. Nice flare going on. Good times. There's some hot women down there occupying Wall Street. And a lot of metrosexual guys. A lot of gutter punk kids.
I'm of the opinion that you'll pretty much fuck anything right now.
What are you talking about, dude?
Oh, bam!
Oh, I clicked the wrong thing. Damn you, Artie's World.
Artie's World is not for the faint of heart. Seriously, you do not want to... Oh. I would not encourage anyone to click on any of his photos. Samuel Cohen made into the 50 portraits.
I don't know who any of these people are.
It's the Wall Street.
It's the people. What are you talking about? It's the people.
I never saw them when I was there Friday.
These are the people. They've risen up.
They're not there. They're the kind of. Those are the dummies that stand on the side. They're mannequins. They're brought in.
Exactly. They're Hollywood extras. Hey, they're ex. Some of them washed up, American Apparel models, and they're just looking for work. And so they've been called down. They had this cattle call for to do stand-in work, and it was really a fake protest. They thought they were part of some theatrical production, but it wasn't turned out not to be true.
Uh huh. Wow.
They're posers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Exposed
posers?
Right here on the air on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. You're welcome, everybody. If you want to join this cavalcade of humanitarian effort, we accept anyone and everyone. The number 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and we're going into hour number two. I want to thank Anon Sicko, Op No Pro, and Shagme for hanging out with me. We're just halfway through with this bitch. So don't be shy. Call in, and please be careful on clicking on anything in the chat room if you're in there. I don't even know. Even Op No Pro, I'm a little worried about what Op No Pro is spamming in my chat too.
Oh shit! Jack, Vince, this one's for you. Here. Ah, oh, Barrett, you'll never get your book written at this speed.
Wait. Is that even? Are you talking about the book that he's allegedly writing with Greg Tush?
Yeah, Greg Tush. Yeah. So I've got a couple of internal Twitters that are a little bit out there. I just put one out. Let's see if he can sell more books. Come on. Here we go. There it is. Good luck.
I wanted to actually, I just remembered, conspiracy on why Twitter is censoring Occupy Wall Street or anything involved with it is because J.P. Morgan owns a big percentage of Twitter. January or February, not directly, but privately, J.P. Morgan has purchased, I believe it was $400 million in Twitter shares. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's actually, it's not censoring it. Twitter only trends new topics. They only trend new hashtags. So something like Occupy Hall Street that's been going, or Hall Street, Occupy Wall Street that has been going on for, that hashtag's been around for 2 months, 3 months. They're not going to trend it. I know when Occupy Wall Street kicked off on the 17th, we couldn't get it to trend. On the 18th, we changed to Take Wall Street, and that actually trended until people stopped tweeting. And then the following day, we switched to Our Wall Street, and that started trending. But after people stopped tweeting it and people start losing interest, Twitter stops trending them. So they're not censoring it. They just don't trend old hashtags. I learned that from you, Mary, so I should be saying thank you.
So then let's start a new hashtag.
Yeah, but that gets kind of tedious.
That's
having to change your hashtag every day. You know what I mean?
All right, and what are the trending ones that are going on right now? Let me check. If it's fucking Justin Bieber or...
It's a bit.
Let's see. How does he get on the wall every fucking day?
Because there's 12-year-olds tweeting the fuck out of Justin Bieber. More people care about Justin Bieber than care about anything else in the world.
Andy Rooney, Mr. Krabs, Elm Street, Pat. I don't even know who the fuck Elm. No, Mr. Krabs is.
Mr. Krabs is off of SpongeBob.
Oh. Yes.
He knew that quickly.
Yeah, I've got a 7-year-old niece who I raised until she was 4. I know exactly who the fuck that is.
No, I know. Absolutely. It happens because I've noticed Anonymous and others are more interested in removing people's names and saying the same thing that somebody else said, but having their name attached, rather than consistently retweeting something appropriately so that we can trend. Because as soon as somebody starts it themselves, it just crashes the whole fuck out of it and starts a whole new thing. That it, maybe it gets 400 or 5,000 tweets because people have cracked it up and done it as themselves rather than just consistently sending it on.
If you just throw the hashtag in there and you don't add anything to the conversation or something like that,
it gets eliminated.
Exactly. So there's a lot that goes into it. People are just way too quick these days to say, hey, we're being censored. Hey, this is going on. This is going on. When not all of the time is that going on. Now, don't get me wrong. There is probably some kind of censorship. There is some censorship going on within the media of it. Or not really censorship, but ignoring the fact. But I guess because people are so used to this kind of treatment that any time they smell something kind of that they don't agree with, that the first thing they say is, oh, we're being censored.
Well, what about the picture I keep trying to put up on Twitter? It just randomly disappears.
Picture is that?
It's a conspiracy, dude. It's a conspiracy, bro. They're censoring you.
Maybe.
What's only the picture?
I don't have it anymore. It's somewhere on the internet.
Was it the one with you holding the sign or whatever?
Someone holding a sign saying your government has fucking failed, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I don't know about that picture. That is a little weird, but there's not they're not fucking off the trending topic, you know. So.
Now, who did you sleep with to find out this information?
Mary Magdalene.
Actually, Mary Mad, anytime one of us starts saying it, she has a few times said something about it in the chat room. The other day, I was in a pissed off mood, kind of, so every time somebody would start claiming they were being censored, I actually went and found the link, and I don't have it anymore. That actually describes the way they work their algorithm and stuff, and just spam the fuck out of them with that. So that's how I know. I've read it quite a few times.
I read it. It's good. It's good stuff. Thank you, Mary.
So tell me, guys, again, refresh my memory. Why is Mr. Red Jacket being targeted right now? What's his deal? What's his damage?
4 to 6 significant arrests, all provocation on his part. Each one exhibits an unusual amount of extra exertion. He's hostile. He's mad. He's kind of above the law. I don't know. He seems to be heavier than the commissioner that's there. Because this guy in the red jacket, and I think he's the only one I've seen in a red jacket at all, will just go out of his way to waste you and hurt you. And he's done it time and time again. So we've been watching him for 4 days now. What do you want to wait on?
No, I just remembered what video I saw him in. He was in that video. He slammed a kid on the ground, gave him a concussion, and continued yelling.
That's right.
He
slammed him into the car. That's one of them. That's one of the six. He also did Marisa. Look at Marisa's video, the chick. First girl to get arrested. This guy's bad news. I don't say that lightly about anybody. This guy is out of touch and above the law. Nobody is getting in his way. No one's stopping him. No one's telling him to stand down. Everybody seems to know who the hell he is. And he doesn't seem to be handling himself like everybody else. There's some real interesting stuff that he exhibits, and so that's why he's under the light, because he's hurting people, not just arresting them. He is hurting them. So this guy's crazy. And you just saw a bunch of stuff. He's in the first day videos. He's in every major arrest that's taking place, okay? That's him. Anon News will have 3 of the videos.
I only remember that one video of him.
Oh, no, there's
correctly, he basically swept his leg underneath the kid, causing the kid's head to hit the concrete, and it looked like he just got knocked out right away.
That's it. That's one of his. Look at the pictures that I put there. You'll wake up and remember the other things that surround the event. I just put in like 5 pictures in the chat room about this. You know, not just now, but 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's just there's been a lot of police, escalating police violence, I guess you can call it, or what's the proper term for it? You know, when you're supposed to arrest someone, you're supposed to do it, you know, kind of respectfully, and not supposed to jump on someone or throw them across the fucking street or drag them across the street.
Sure.
I know. Every time I got arrested, they sure fucking hell ain't trying to throw me around. That's all I'm saying, because I wouldn't take that shit. I'm not going to fight back or resist. I'm just not going to let someone throw me across the ground. I'll put my hands behind my back and turn around and you can handcuff me, whatever. I'm not going to even give you that benefit of, what's the word? I'm not going to give you that,
the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
All of it goes, you know, hand in hand with, you know, unusual abuse and, you know, force. There's extreme force being used, and it's very easy to see that this guy is like handling it in a really strange way. He is screwed up, and he needs to be brought to justice with the courts and everything. This guy makes the mace guy look like a lightweight.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if this guy had some kind of really, really dark history, and he kind of got away with a lot more stuff than just this incident or these couple of days.
Yeah, you don't just start here, although, you know, this is masses, and they train you for that because you go off easily when they're all around you, and it's scary. It's scary for us when there's many, many more of them. It's scary for them when there's a bunch of us because they know the last resort isn't going to fly, and that's that they just have to pull a gun and start shooting. And that's a bitch. You know, nobody wants to do that. And, you know, there's maybe a few cops that would like doing that, and there's maybe a few protesters that enjoy doing that. So all sides have warped fuckers. It's just a question of how many are good and who's going to keep it calm on either side.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I wouldn't really be doubtful that in some instances that protesters were somewhat intimidating or escalating situations between cops and so on and so forth. But still, you're there to protect and serve, not to fucking throw people around. To get a hard on and do whatever you want to do, you know.
Everyone's it's a dice roll getting them into court as to what's going to happen. Often they get off, and a bunch of times they take a hit, but fortunately that hit's not going to be equal to the amount of pain that's been exercised in the situation. And that's too bad. It's unfortunate that they get away with it. When we used to get whacked in Berkeley, like in 69 People's Park, or 65, 64, Mario Savio's free speech, man, somebody whacked by a cop and be car and 5,000-10,000 people be surrounding that car before they could even move. So they went, which is why I was suggesting everybody just get arrested, because in the future, that's going to be, you know, the number one credit on your resume is going to be like, where were you? What state did you get arrested in for Occupy What? And if you don't have a good answer, you're not going to get hired anymore. You know, it's going to flip. The whole thing is going to flip. It's going to be dynamic. So I was saying everybody needs to get arrested. It'll stop It'll shut down. They won't know what to do if everybody just sits down and says, take me, motherfucker. They will not know what to do. 80 of us shut them down, what, for 12 hours, 14 hours? Can you imagine what 2 or 3,000 could do? Now, that's a body DDoS. And that's with their permission. These guys are worried about what they're going to eat and how they're going to sleep in the rain because they took the tents and the tarps. Well, get arrested and go sleep in their cots and eat their fucking food. They have the budget, so let's move off Wall Street into the jails and get fed and stay warm. Winter's coming. And just keep going home. Fuck you. Now, what are they going to do? Are we going to get into a fight about them kicking us out of jail? I don't think so. You guys are hungry? Go to jail. It's a good statement. You have to do things that they don't expect, or it comes to a halt. It comes to an abrupt halt. We continually acted outside of their thought process. No idea what we would do next. That's what Mary Prankstring was all about. Nothing. We had no fucking clue what was coming. Because it was all spontaneous. So sit down and get fucking arrested. Turn yourself in. You're a criminal. Just say, you know, just tell them you're doing a citizen's arrest on yourself. Do it.
Yeah, save yourself. Save us all. Op No Pro, always sharing words of wisdom. I appreciate it. Shagney, you have a hideous background noise, so I'm putting you on mute. And I'm going to bring on a new caller here. I have somebody calling me out of area code 210. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Who is this?
What is up? Guess who?
Goose cream soup?
No.
Emmy?
No, I called some days ago, last time.
You're being very cryptic. I can barely hear your voice. Who is it?
Cindiv.
Oh, what's up, Cindiv?
Not much.
Oh, Div. Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was hard to. You sounded very muffled. You sounded like you could have been almost anybody. Div. Sorry, I could barely hear you. Thanks for calling back. What's going on? How are you? What's on your mind tonight, honey?
So much. What's up with you guys?
Not much. Listening to Op No Pro ramble.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, Op No Pro has pretty much just taken over my show tonight. And I've just been kind of engineering the program. But now that you're here, it's all about you, honey.
Vince, she sounds too young for you, bro.
What are you talking about, dude?
She sounds toasted. Are you toasted, Sindev? You sound toasted.
What does that mean? What does
comfy
that mean?
And warm, lying down, kind of long day, rested, super relaxed, toasted. Yeah. That's what you sound like. Not bad. It's not bad. All I know is Wendigo was talking about the best incredible oral sex, and there you were. You called in, so it must be a calling. I saw that happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Damn it.
Well, yeah,
I did. Reverend Magdalena.
Magdalene?
She changed her profile picture to her actual photo of her. She's cute, man. She dude, that chick is such a trip. It's too bad she's such a freak. She's really hot. She's cute. Anyways, I got distracted. I'm a Twitter whore.
Just a whore.
That too. I'm sorry, Div. You got me. You reminded me about Twitter and the beautiful things that can happen with it. And then there was Reverend Magdalena. My guilty pleasure on Twitter is Reverend Magdalena.
Shagney's muted. Vince.
Yes, he is. You're correct. We got another caller here. 937. You're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Hello. This is Goose Cream Soup.
Goose.
Oh, there she is.
Ooh, Goose Cream Soup in the building now. What's up, honey? How are you? You're on now with Sicko, Op No Pro, Shag Me and Div. What's up?
Not much. Yeah.
How are you, Goose?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little tired.
Do you guys want to go make out in the green room?
I was preferring to put on a show for you guys, but
Oh, well, please, by all means. I was commenting yesterday to Emmy that she hasn't busted a nut live on my show in a long time. We're gonna have Deuce for some naughty sexy talks. If you want, we could dim the lights for you guys and let you do your thing. It's all good.
I don't know.
But the green room is also available too. If you want to take it and just go private, have a private show, that's cool too. It is what it is. I'm also hearing some feedback from somebody. If you're called into the show, do not listen to the show on your computer at the same time. It will annoy everybody.
Mainly just me.
Is that my porn playing?
Yes, actually, I think it was your porn.
Oh, shit. Oops. All right, I put it on mute, so I'm just going to watch it.
It's all good, man. It's the internet, man. Free love, bro.
You're right. We do need to get you laid, Shaggy.
Oh, my God. It's been like, what, years?
Poor guy.
That's all right. It's going to look like JFK's assassination.
Boom!
Oh, we say that for me. You haven't had sex in a long time and you're going to blow the back of the chick's head off? You know? We call that a JFK night. Oh, we're back.
Now I understand. Okay.
Yeah. I don't like explaining my stuff, you know? I'm not crazy. It all makes sense if you ask what the fuck are you talking about, bro. It's just way out there. But it all makes sense, unfortunately.
It'll be more than that. It'd be like an RPG to the back of her head.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're describing here. Yeah, it's like a bazooka. It's like a Scud missile. Depends how you are. Mine is like a raindrop. What a bitch. So. Mine is so bad. My doctor has me putting the Valium up my hole on my penis rather than swallowing them. It's the only way. Stays racked for 4 hours. Goose Cream, you want to tell a good joke? I've been making jokes of the revolution tonight on Twitter.
You should definitely do that.
I
want to
hear some. Let's hear some.
All right. A doctor's walking down the fucking... Let me see. How was I going to tie it in with the... I don't remember how I was going to tie it in with the revolution, but I was. So, doctor is walking down the flats of the hospital, you know, just kind of checking things out after he just saved some lady implanting a lung. And nurse calls him over and says, "Doc, I need you to sign these prescriptions." So he reaches in his pocket and pulls out an anal thermometer and goes, "I wonder what asshole's got in my pen." So then, I remember why, because this was Jokes of Wall Street. So then, because it's a doctor walking down Wall Street, sorry. So then this chick just comes back from the Occupy Wall Street. She gets on a fucking, in the elevator, and with a little baby that, you know, that she'd brought to the occupation so he could learn, you know, his first protest. And it just stinks to shit, and all the people in the elevator are talking about it and just can't handle it at all. One of the guys reaches over to the lady and says, "Ma'am, I mean, you got to change that baby's diapers. You know, you've been at Occupy Wall Street for so long, it's like really smells bad." And so the lady smells it and she goes, "Well, it says right here, good for up to 28 pounds.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
I missed it.
Someone get the.
Cool story, bro. I got another caller here. Let's take this call.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you. All right. Hang on. Just relax. I want to bring some more callers on here. Let's see. We got a caller. Block number caller. You just called in. You're on the air now. Who are you? What's on your mind?
Yeah. Calm down, Rocky Dennis. We'll get to you. Hey, I'm calling from the Bay Area. I actually had a joke. What do you call a kid with no arms and an eye patch?
A mouse.
Names. What's up, guys? I love your show. Where in the Bay Area are you guys?
No one's in the Bay Area except for me. Vince in the Bay. I'm based in the in San Francisco right now.
Somebody's
on
got
purpose?
The radio. Turn the fucking radio.
Yeah, somebody's got to mute their speakers.
No.
Wait, is that the guy that's called in himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Hey, dude, I don't know what you're monitoring the show off of. Yeah.
Is that me?
But we're getting an echo from your side. You're in there. Maybe your computer speakers or something are feeding back.
I don't think so.
Somebody's running both locations. Put him on mute and let's see if it goes.
All right, I think it's gone for now. Anyway, I'm sorry, caller. What's your name and what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, no, I was just calling in, saying what's up. I love your show. It's awesome. And, yeah. Yeah.
Right, cool. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You know, it's open lines. It's free-form internet radio. There's tonight the topic is more or less Fruity Tuesday. It's Fruity Tuesday, and the topic is... of Fruity Tuesday has been has been for a while predominantly about these Occupy Wall Street protests have been going on, but we've wildly deviated, obviously, you know, it is what it is, and I appreciate people showing love regardless of what this programming morphs into, but yeah, hey. I've got my good friend Anon Sicko and Op No Pro, Shag Me and Div, and we got a couple of goddesses on tonight, Div and Goose Cream Soup. I appreciate you ladies joining me tonight. Are you guys awake?
Who's playing? Is that the crew playing that? Is that fucking lady draw?
Me? No, it's me.
Shag me. Are you watching? Are you watching YouTube videos instead of paying attention to my show? What's
it's
up?
Fucking funny.
No, I can quadruple task.
I just wanted to add a
touch of humor to the Fruity Tuesday mix, you know.
Yeah, thank God. We need it. I appreciate that. We need some comic relief. It's just too much. It's just too tense.
Tense? Are we occupying Arab countries?
Oh, shit.
So, back to the goddess.
Hi,
Goose.
Yeah.
Which goddess?
Zendev.
We've got two goddesses.
Zendev, Goosebumps. We got everybody. Goosebumps.
Did you say Goosebumps?
Yeah, Goosebumps. I call her Goosebumps. Why? I don't call anybody by their name. You know that.
I don't know if you've ever addressed me by a name, so I wouldn't know that.
No, I haven't.
See?
Well, we haven't spent enough time together to be named. I don't just throw them out there. They're serious things.
Me and you are his only two constant callers anymore. How have we not spent any quality time together? We've done half of this show, just me and you.
They're normally names given out in IRC. They're IRC members. Yeah.
Yes, yeah,
They're names I make up so that my speech recognition will say it, because some letters it can't say properly. And so I twist the words to be hard, you know, hard case per se.
So I'm still Shaggy Rug?
Yeah. Yeah, because it doesn't know Shaggy alone. You know, it's got to happen in context. Shaggy Rug, it knows to say Shaggy.
Very well, then. We're joined tonight by Synthetic Divinity, right? Is that correct? Synthetic Divinity, otherwise known as Syndiv. And Syndiv, I follow you on Twitter, and we basically made you on Twitter on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thankfully, you've been a nice little acquisition for me, at least. I follow you on Twitter and been paying attention to your tweets, and I saw you're actually the person that I saw who posted the Reuters article about Bradley Manning getting recognized as a candidate for the Nobel Prize.
I retweeted that from Al Jazeera, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's where I saw it. But and I also noticed that you're down with Occupation San Antonio. I haven't even heard about Occupy San Antonio. What's going on with that?
Oh heck yeah. Yeah, we just actually met today. Like a couple of Anons and some other guys that is gonna help with Austin too. And we were discussing up and down everything on the list, you know, and this one guy's gonna get a hold of an attorney and see what we can and can't do and, you know, find out what is the most we can do legally somewhere, you know, a park or whatever. And I'm going to be helping out with, like, the medic team, and I'm helping getting out word. I'm going to start getting word out in my university. I have a friend who goes to another university and then another who goes to another, and I'm going to ask them to spread the word, and we're just—it's starting out, but it's getting there.
A non-sicko wants you to occupy the Alamo.
No, actually, that was Wendigo's idea.
DDoS the Alamo. DDoS the Alamo in solidarity for. That's right. Tango down Alamo. Let's check. Let's before the end of the show.
Epic.
Let's tango down an Alamo website. I'll try to get an operation in effect before the end of the show. We'll see if we can't make that happen in solidarity.
Make sure you what is it?
Well, not the Alamo.org.
No, you guys are really gonna never mind.
Website designed by J12 Design.
Oh, you know what? I just got word in. TheAlamoOnline.org. Tango down. TheAlamoOnline.org. Tango down. See, they work fast. See how that works? Yeah, here, watch. Try it. Just put that in the browser here. Here, I'll do it for you. Hang on. This just happened. Boom. TheAlamoOnline.org is tango down.
Oh my God. Guys.
So there you go. There you go. See, beautiful things happen. Acts of solidarity happen. Live here on the interwebs all the time. There you go, tango down. The AlamoOnline.org. Sweet dudes. All right. Well, hey, we're gonna try to continue the spread.
Somebody has some really bad echo.
Oh, don't tell me it's me.
It might be me.
Maybe it's just maybe it's just all this stuff bouncing around in your empty head.
No, I guess I'd accidentally clicked play in the browser.
My show has been known to blow some minds, dude. All right, let's take another call. Six area code 615 caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Some edition of Paul baby. Holla at you, baby. I just got out of jail.
That must be Shaggy.
No, that's not me.
No, it's not Shaggy. It's not Shaggy. It's area code 615-582.
Talking dirty to you, nasty on the thing, baby. I know you're
wait,
listening.
615?
So say something back, my girlfriend.
I'll give it to you off air. I'm not
going
to give it to you on.
What you doing, girl? What y'all doing? Y'all going to make my order for me or what?
No, I'm not going to make your order. I'm going to call you back. I'm going to call you back in a minute. I'm going to remember your number and call you back sometime tomorrow during the middle of the day when you're least suspecting it.
Double cheese.
Have a word with your mother. Okay. Let's see, who else do we have here? Another blocked number. Oh wait, no. Let me go to this Skype caller first. Skype caller Jeffers. Jeffers, you're on the air. Who's this? You're gonna play a brony trap. Oh, this is like gay dubstep brony bullshit. All right, get it. Yeah, it's typical Fruity Tuesday. I understand. Get it. All right, fine. Okay, we can. The dance party is now in the green room. If you guys want to join Jeffers in the green room, he's kicking it in there, freestyle, playing the Brony dubstep remix. So let's see who this is. We have another block caller. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, what's up? Is this me, Vince?
That's you, man. Goofy. It's Goofy Bone. What's up, Goofy? What's going on, man?
None. I'm walking downtown San Jose. We're good. We bar hopping right now. It's kind of boring, but fuck, it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Shit, doing it.
Right on, man. Yeah, we're just hanging loose here, bro. It's you're on now with Anon Sicko, Op No Pro, Shag Me, Synthetic Divinity is one of the goddesses on the line right now. Also, a Goose Cream Soup.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, people? How y'all doing?
How much, Goofy? Thought you were
good.
Sound pretty good.
Sound pretty sauce, Goofy Bone. Do you have a lady friend with you that is accompanying you on your journey into the hot San Jose nights?
Yeah, I'm over here just smoking a blunt though, so I was just taking a break. I thought I'd call in and say what's up, but. I'm going to go back in right now. Let me get my lady friend. I'll call right back.
Yeah, man. Right on. Go Raiders.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Vince. We kicked ass this fucking weekend. Raiders, motherfuckers.
That's right, dude. An autumn wind is upon us, folks. Goofy Bone, everybody. Our good friend Goofy Bone. Checking back in with us later, apparently. Hopefully with some skanky San Jose whorevags. Who will talk dirty to us towards the end of the show. Looking forward to that. Balls to you, Goofy Bone. Balls to you.
Balls to you!
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm very, very pleasured to have Synthetic Divinity with me. If you just missed it, we tangoed down to the AlamoOnline.org. in solidarity for Operation San Antonio, and good luck to those kids down there. Occupy San Antonio, getting things off the ground. Good for them.
Hey, I think I found an old music video of Lynton Johnson in it. You guys heard of YMCA, right?
Yeah.
You know the song in the Navy?
Yeah.
Think Lynton Johnson.
In the Navy?
With that picture that he was on the cruise ship with the fucking sailor hat?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's stuck in my face already. Jesus Christ.
Did you just say Lyndon Johnson was stuck in your face?
Yeah, the picture, not him, dickwad. Jesus, remind me to unfollow you. So,
oh, my God. God. Yeah. It is truly fucking Fruity Tuesday, though.
Oh, Vince, you know you love it.
Yeah, but I don't like it coming out of you. I don't like it coming out of your little rinky-dink fucking laptop speakers, bro. We'll fucking do it proper. It's Fruity Tuesday and Vince in the Bay. We're going to wrap it up here in a little bit. We still got 20 minutes, though. Call in. All right. All right, that's it. It's time to put people on timeout. Don't make me have to institute martial law. I put Artie's World on timeout. And anybody else wants to try to scroll? Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, that's it. You get muted too. Blog Talk Pirates.
doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
Kishu, though, no more Kishu for Fruity Tuesdays anymore, so apparently she's dead. So now it's just, this is just going to be the last one, I guess, for a while. Maybe I'll resurrect it at some point. But for all intents and purposes, Fruity Tuesday, this is the last incarnation of it. And I'm accepting ideas for a new Tuesday-themed show. I have a panel of experts here who might be able to chime in on that. Let's go around the horn real quick here and get people's ideas. Anon Sicko, an idea for a Tuesday night show theme.
I don't have one yet, but I'll think over it over the week. But this Blog Talk Pirate Jeffers, please shut the fuck up. This is our territory, bitch. Don't come in here talking shit. This is our territory. Sorry. Go ahead.
Blog Talk Jeffers talking some smack. Yeah, you might want to check yourself. I already put him in the penalty box for a little bit there. Him and Anon Sicko. I'm sorry. Artie's World. Yeah. Him and Artie's World got put in to the penalty box 2 minutes for scrolling and hating. And you know, if that continues, I have no problem with just putting the chat room into chat room martial law and just for the rest of the show and just closing things out, because we don't need that kind of there's a time and a place to spam and scroll, and that's usually at the end of the show. That's when Motormouth News and Jackal and all these people just go nutsoid. All right, Shagmi, your idea for a Tuesday themed show. We're gonna get rid of Fruity Tuesday. What's gonna be the next show?
I think Twitter Tuesday would be something good. You find news feeds, jokes, anything related to Twitter, and just throw it into a show. It could be random bullshit related to Twitter, or you found on Twitter. How about that?
Twitter Tuesday, Twitter themed Tuesday.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
Or it could be Titty Tuesday.
You know, I was thinking, how about Twat Tuesday? Just twats.
Twat Tuesday.
We're at Tolkien Tuesdays.
Yeah, Twat Tuesdays. I don't know. We'll consider that. Thank you, Shagmi. Appreciate your input. Synthetic Divinity. What do you think?
I'm at a blank right now, but I like the Twitter one. Did you know? No, yeah, did you know, I think it was yesterday or the day before, anal bleeding was trending on Twitter. For like no reason.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Well, you know what, that trends in real life for a lot of people, so it's not surprising.
No, I really have nothing going on right now, at least. I can't
no
think
problem.
Of anything.
No problem. We'll come back to you.
Okay.
Goose Cream Soup. Goose Cream Soup. Are you still with us?
Yeah.
Do you have an idea for a theme for a show?
No, I'm too tired to think.
Fair enough. All right, let's take another call. We got some other callers here. Let's see who I've got. The Skype Guy 34. What's up, The Skype Guy 34? What's on your mind tonight? Hey, I think we lost OpNoPro, by the way. OpNoPro rage quit. What's up, OpNoPro? Where'd you go? OpNoPro, are you? Wait, let me. Maybe he called back in. Let's see who this is.
Is that OpNoPro?
Black caller.
Yeah.
Black caller, you're on the air. Is that you?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Are you mad, bro?
All right, you mad, bro?
No, I'm good. I wanted to get my vote in. Wow.
Okay,
you went around the circle.
No, I haven't even gotten through the whole circle yet. Go ahead. Please weigh in. OpNoPro, your idea for a Tuesday themed show.
Tourette's Tuesday. Fuck you! Tourette's Tuesday. Tourette's Tuesday.
That's right.
I forgot.
We already asked. He was one of the first answers earlier in the show. I forgot about that. That's right. Tourette's Tuesday.
This has been a kind of Tourette's Tuesday.
Yes.
Right. All right. Perfect.
Shout
okay.
your answers. You fucking mother.
Simmer down. I got more callers. Ghost Medic is here. Ghost Medic, your thoughts. Hello.
I vote Titty Tuesday. Titty Tuesday.
Titty Tuesday. Okay, that's fair enough. I will accept that. That's another good one. Titty Tuesday. Oh, yeah, I like that a lot. That gets my vote, I think.
I just said in the chat room, you should just make it take your clothes off Tuesday then. Why do you only have to limit it to titties?
Because I don't want you to take your clothes off, dude. And it should be specifically not man titties either.
You're so sexist. I'm sitting here without a shirt on right now. You got a problem with it?
I have no shirt on, you sexy fuck. Oh, that was sexy fuck. I'm sorry. So anyway. Oh. Is there a Fruity Tuesday song, Vince? They're talking about a song.
There was a Fruity Tuesday song in the works, and it was never produced. But at this point, it could be Goodbye Fruity Tuesday, no longer a motherfucking show on Vince in the Bay. That's it, dude. It's gone.
Whoa.
And now you guys can take that, sample that, remix it, turn it into some dubstep bullshit, and circle jerk to it. Troll Tuesday, Bob Rocks on Twitter, via Twitter, suggests Troll Tuesday. That'd be great. Everybody just trolls me on Tuesday. The rest of the week, no trolls. Fuck with me. Just on Tuesday, explicitly, they can just take over the show. Just infest the show. You can scroll. You can soundboards. You could cuss. Just talk about Nazism and satanic shit. Just take it over. Whatever. No holds barred.
Let's do it. Troll Tuesday. I like that. Yeah.
Troll with your titties out Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Everyone looks on Tuesday. Mondays before Tuesday, Wednesdays after Tuesday. I don't think so.
Oh my God, I'm embarrassed for everybody. Thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. It's been fantastical hanging out with you for the 2 hours here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's getting dangerously close to ending here, and I have to make sure before I go to thank once again everybody listening in the chat room. I'm not neglecting you. I love all of you inside the chat room, even the haters, the spammers, the scrollers, whatever you want to call them. Shouts out to Blog Talk Pirates, even though you're talking a lot of smack in the chat room. You know, I thank you for tuning in, and your opinion is you know, valued. Anon Sicko, thank you for hanging out in the chat room and on air the entire show. It's been awesome. Artie's World, Bob. Artie's World has actually behaved. I think he's only been a timeout once. It's good times. Thank you for hanging out, Artie's World. Bob Bobbington, good to have you in the chat room and tweeting as well. Crappy Fenders, I don't know what kind of troll you're all about, but you seem to be behaving tonight, so good times. Thank you for hanging out. Cyber War News, old school friend of the show here, shouting out in the chat room, this is like Cabin Crew's second cabin. Okay, whatever. Who else do we have here? Ghost Zero in the building. Goose Cream Soup in the house. Halcyon, Lowell's Own. Mary Mad in the house. Big shout out to Mary Mad as always. Thank you, honey, for tuning in. And hope you and your hubby are doing well. Motormouth News, thank you as always for tuning in. Shouts out to you holding us down, representing the cabin crew in the building. Movie Bits, who the hell is Movie Bits? Where the hell did you come from? I don't know who you are, where you're from, but thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll join me again soon. Movie Bits, that's actually a good idea for a segment. Movie reviews. I used to do music reviews. People didn't like that so much, but I could do some movie reviews. That's for damn sure. Shag me in the building. Appreciate you coming through, Shag Me, and Wendigo holding it down here to the very end, the hardcore. Thank you very much. And really quickly, around the horn, Anon Sicko, any final thoughts?
No. Except for fuck you, Jeffers.
Fair enough. Thank you, sir. Shag Me, any final thoughts before we leave here?
Add me on Twitter, DShagMeB. I'm going to send a link in the chat room.
Perfect. Perfect. Thanks, dude. We'll check that out. Synthetic Divinity, darling, thank you for calling in tonight. Anything you'd like to say before we leave here?
I love you all.
I love you too.
Everyone.
Balls to you, Div. Balls to you.
Balls to you.
Thank you.
Everyone. Mhm.
Cool. Goose Cream Soup. Anything you'd like to say before we leave?
I love Sicko, and that's all.
Oh, I love you too, babe.
Oh, you too. Get a fucking room. I tell you, man. You guys can take the green room. Ghost Medic. Ghost Medic. Hello, Ghost Medic. Ghost Medic. Thing on? Hello.
Hello.
Test 1, 2. Check. Ghost Medic.
Or get the fuck out.
All right, thanks for calling in, Ghost Medic. Appreciate it. OpNoPro, any final thoughts?
Yeah, stop putting on Twitter that you heard what a Kennedy was tonight. That fucks me up. And fuck you, Jeffers.
Wow. Right on, dude. Thanks, NoPro. Appreciate the love, and thank you for hanging out and holding things down for me tonight. And that's going to do it, I believe. I think that's gonna wrap her up. I guess at this point you guys can just go ahead and go nuts here. This is Vincent the Bass signing off. Another edition of Fruity Tuesday in the books. Next week will it be revised as what? Who knows? I'll come up with something. That's for damn sure. Shouts out to Goofy Bone. Sorry he couldn't call back with some hoes, but maybe next time. And that'll do it, folks. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And remember, think locally, fuck globally. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, very nice.